Chapter 3. Philippe is free. Aramis needed Fouquet's help to get Philippe out of the Bastille, so he went to visit him. When he arrived, Aramis saw that Fouquet was sad and upset.
"I'm worried about the party," Fouquet explained. "The king is bringing many people, and the celebration will continue for 2 days. There's going to be entertainment, a magnificent dinner and fireworks. How will I get the money for the party?"
"Don't worry," answered Aramis. "I promise you that the day after the king's arrival in Vaux, you'll get your money. Now I need a favor from you."
Aramis spoke quietly to Fouquet.
"There's a prisoner in the Bastille called Selden. I want to free him. You've got the authority to do this. I need a letter from you. This letter will tell the governor of the Bastille that he must free Selden."
"Why is he in the Bastille?" asked Fouquet.
"Selden wrote bad things about the priests and the church," Aramis explained. "He was put in prison for this, and he has suffered there for 10 years. But the church has forgiven him now and wants to free him."
Fouquet sat down and wrote the letter, then gave it to Aramis.
"Here's the letter," Fouquet said. "Go quickly and free the prisoner."
Aramis took the letter and gave it to a messenger.
"Wait an hour, then take this letter to the governor of the Bastille," he said.
"The governor mustn't suspect that I know about the letter," Aramis thought. Then he left Vaux immediately. At 7 o'clock that evening, Aramis arrived at the Bastille. There he had dinner with the governor. In the middle of dinner, a guard entered.
"There's a messenger at the entrance with a letter for you from Monsieur Fouquet," he told the governor. "The messenger can leave the letter," the governor said. "I'll read it in the morning. I haven't got time now."
"A letter from Fouquet is probably important," Aramis said to the governor. "You should read it now."
"You're right," said the governor. "Bring me the letter,"
the governor ordered the guard. A few minutes later, the guard returned with the letter. The governor read it carefully, then put it on the table beside him.
"It's an order to free a prisoner. I'll do it in the morning," the governor told Aramis. "He's been in prison for 10 years. One more night isn't important."
"Can I read the letter?" asked Aramis.
The governor gave Aramis the letter, and Aramis read it.
"Look, governor, it says urgent. Perhaps you should obey the order and free the prisoner immediately," said Aramis.
The governor called to his servant.
"Bring me the guard so that I can free the prisoner," he said.
While the governor wasn't looking, Aramis took the letter from the table and hid it in his clothes. Then he took another letter from his pocket and put it on the table.
"It's very late, monsieur,"
the governor said to Aramis.
"How will the prisoner get to his home?"
"I can take him in my carriage," Aramis replied. "I'll be happy to help him."
"That's very kind of you, monsieur," the governor said. "The prisoner Selden is a fortunate man."
"Did you say Selden?" asked Aramis.
"You're wrong. The prisoner's name is Marchiali. Look, it's written here."
In the prison, Philippe was known as Marchiali. Of course, this was all part of Aramis's plan to free Philippe. The governor started reading.
"You're right, it says Marchiali," he said, confused. "But I'm sure I saw the name Selden when I read it before."
"Well, now you can see that it says Marchiali," said Aramis. You must free him immediately.
The letter was sent by Fouquet. Perhaps I should ask him which prisoner I must free.
The governor said,
I don't want to be responsible if this is a mistake.
If you're worried that this order is a mistake, I will write a letter that I, Aramis, the Bishop of Vannes, will be responsible for it, said Aramis.
All right,
said the governor.
I'll free Marchiali.
Half an hour later, the guards brought Philippe to the governor's room.
You're a free man,
the governor said to Philippe.
Go with the bishop. He will take you in his carriage where you want to go.
The governor walked with Aramis and Philippe to the carriage. Philippe took his seat, and Aramis sat down next to him. Then the guards opened the gates. The carriage left the prison and started its journey to Vaux.
I can't believe that I'm free after so many years, Philippe thought.
Now I want to ask you a few questions, Aramis said. I must be sure that you know everything about the king, his family, and his work.
You can test me, Philippe told Aramis. You sent me many secret messages after your first visit. I studied them, and I know all the information about the king and his life.
Aramis asked Philippe many questions, and Philippe knew all the answers.
We're doing something very dangerous, Aramis said. I've tried to plan it well, and I hope we'll succeed. But perhaps my plans will fail. Perhaps you will go back to prison or die. Are you ready to be king? Think about it carefully.
Let me think, and I promise to give you an answer in a few minutes, said Philippe.
Philippe thought carefully about Aramis's words. Then he turned to Aramis.
I'm prepared to do this, he exclaimed. I'm not frightened. I'll try my best to be a good king to my people. But you mustn't kill Louis. Send him far away, but don't kill him. He's my brother. Now I've got an important question for you. Why are you doing this? If we fail, your life will be in danger too.
I'm doing this because it will be good for the country to have a wise, kind king,
Aramis answered.
I'll be there to advise you. To thank me, you can make me your prime minister. Then, after a few years, you'll help me to become the pope. That's my ambition.
When Aramis and Philippe arrived at Vaux, Philippe pretended to be Aramis's servant, and they went to their room.
Our room is directly above the king's room, Aramis told Philippe. Look, here's a small opening in the floor. You can watch the king through the opening and see how he acts. He's coming tomorrow.
Fine, but I think I'll go to sleep now, said Philippe. It's been a long day, and all this excitement has made me very tired. Good night, Aramis.